Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Horse racing now with Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, and we'll say hello to you, Martin.
Hello to you, Barry. How are you keeping?
Very well. Many thanks for joining us on the programme once again this weekend. Plenty to look forward to over the course of the weekend. Two meetings down for decision tomorrow at both Navan and Wexford.
Yes, a very interesting race. All flat card at Navan. Eight races, off at 150. While at Wexford, we also have an eight race card, and the first off there, 205. That's for National Hunt horses. So, just starting at Navan first, a couple of interesting races here. 330, only five runners or six runners in this one, but some decent horses involved. Last week's winner, Tar Heel, has a good chance for Joseph O'Brien, but he does have a couple of useful rivals against him. Michael Callahan's Cool Tard was a good turn in the Group 3 last week at Tacora a couple of weeks ago. That was quite a good effort. But the one I was going to tip up was actually Aidan O'Brien's, a horse called Le Panzer, which Henry Heffernan back on board. This one ran a good race from 4 to Royal Ascot in June. It wasn't a bad effort at all. Before that was second to Lucky Vega at Nace, and that form has really worked out very well. Lucky Vega is one of the best two runners in Ireland at the moment. Won a Group 1 race there at Tacora a couple of weeks ago. So maybe Le Panzer can finally open his account there in that 330. The Tritown Bar Handicap over 5, that's the most valuable event on the day. And some very interesting horses here, 12 runners in this. A lot of horses kind of ran each other against each other on a few occasions and are a new rivalry here. I think the one to beat is definitely the much improved Kieran Cotter, trained A Step Too Far. Three-time winner already this season. She won twice in the space of 2 days at Bellistown just a couple of weeks ago, and despite raising £16 in the handicap, still appears here off not a bad weight of 8-7. Young Adam Farrer claims 7 off her back, so she'll only have 8 stone. She likes to make the running, and she could make a bold bid from the front. However, she has taken on some useful ones, like the Tide of Time, already a dual winner at Navan in his career. He certainly should go on, should go very well here with Oisin Orr on board. Also, the likes of Ard Humi for Gerard Lyons and stable companion My Laureate. They were actually first and second in a big race at Cork a couple of weeks ago, and both have chances again. But down towards the bottom of the weight, Celtic Manor could go well for those who like horses, maybe at 8 or 10 to 1. He does like the soft ground, which would be likely to be on offer tomorrow. Wasn't at his best last time, but on previous form might have a chance there for Chris Hayes. So interesting race, maybe A Step Too Far could go well again. And just in the 4:40 then, just I know it's a horse there last week, I thought, finished very well, a horse called A Place Apart, playing by Gavin Cromwell. Young Sam Ewing is a £10 apprentice going places, and his valuable £10 claim here could may be a decisive factor in that 4:40 race. This is A Place Apart, finished very well last week, went second in a similar type race to L Train. I thought it was a decent effort, and I think maybe A Place Apart could be worth following that 4:40 race tomorrow.
Yeah, a couple to watch out for there. What about Wexford, Martin? Anything catch the eye?
Yeah, obviously I think I paid for horses for courses here without a doubt. Wexford had a good meeting there last weekend, and in the 3:50 race, a horse called Rebel Waltz was just beaten last weekend at Wexford. I think might be able to gain a bit of compensation here under Ambrose McCurtain. Only went down very narrowly on that occasion, up a couple of pounds, beaten by a horse called Got the Nod, who was a bit of an outsider on that occasion. But I think Rebel Waltz, with that previous race course experience behind him, must have a decent chance. The 4:25, Hand in My Pocket, I think is a very good chance here. This one was a good winner of a Bellistown bumper a couple of weeks ago, and then ran well when toured in a fourth hurdle race at Bellistown. Don't know much about the rider, PJ McGranagh claiming 7, but I think this has a good chance of winning here. But Blaze the Trail was a good winner actually at Wexford a week ago, and Liz Doyle, local trainer, certainly does very well at this course. She might be good enough to win again in that 5 o'clock race, a handicap chase under Sean O'Keefe. I think Blaze the Trail certainly is a horse on the upgrade. The opening race is quite interesting too. A horse called Isotope for Joseph O'Brien. Didn't have every chance from coming down, actually been brought down at the second last at Gordon Park in July. Previously had ran well on the flat, and while he hasn't won up hurdles yet, I think this could be a good chance to open his account. Oakley Brown rides this one. The danger possibly is Dare to Flare, trained by Andrew Slattery, ridden by Cahill Landers. This one was a good tour at Tremor last time in a decent race, but I think Isotope could get favourite backers off to a good start in that opening race at 2:05.
Great stuff, Martin. Also good action to look forward to on Sunday.
So Bannerove on Sunday, yeah, very good card here indeed, Barry. A 7 race card bringing in at 2:05, and the McNeil Mayo National Handicap Steeplechase, a Grade B event, worth 40,000 in total. It's certainly a very, very good race for this track. It's off at 4:45, and the usual suspects here, Henry Devonhead and Gordon Elliott, are multiply representative here. A lot of decent horses, horses that ran at Galway. The likes of Charles Burns, Dr. Duffy was a good winner at Kilbegan last time, having finished second in a beginner's chase at Galway. He loved 2.74 on trip and must go pretty close. Ask Niall was just touched off in a very exciting finish at Kilbegan a couple of weeks ago for Seamus against Neville and certainly would enter our calculations here. Well, Galway winner, minds made up for Matthew Smith. He's £8 higher now. He won the Galway Blazers Chase at the Galway Festival there on the Friday night at the Galway, and I think that was quite a good performance. He's up £8 for that, but Robbie Power rides him and he must have a big chance here again. The fifth horse home on that occasion was McAloney. He's got a horse for the chance, but I just thought maybe the likes of Enda Bulger, Anami does well in these type of races, and a horse called Plint, formerly trained by Joseph Bryan, a multiple winner over fences and over hurdles, getting on a bit now. I suppose he is a 10-year-old, but he ran very well, went fourth in the Midlands National at Quebec and 2 runs ago. He wasn't quite so good at over hurdles last time, but I just think with Mark Walsh making a long trek up to Ballinrobe on Sunday, I think this one must have a very good chance. He could be worth it an each way bet, but as I say, it's an extremely open contest. In other races at Ballinrobe, I think West Coast Tiger must have a good chance of winning the first for Gordon Elliott. Just got beaten a short head at Wexford a week ago and has definitely the Paul Nolan friend Valentina Lady to beat here. This Valentina Lady was a useful animal last season. I've seen her win a bumper at Naas and did finish third at Limerick over Christmas. Hasn't ran since then, but I think would have a big chance here. West Coast Tiger just might be good enough to beat it in receipt of £8. What a race then at Ballinrobe. The 3.10 is certainly very interesting at Mayor's handicap hurdle. Brogeen was a very good winner last time at Ballinrobe and went up £11 for that. Seamus Bradish Mayor is certainly on the upgrade and must have a big chance here. Marga likes this track and certainly will run well for the Declan McDonagh and Paul Townend. Well, I think the one I was going to go for is Paul Nolan's Mrs. Milner. This was a winner at the Galway Festival there a couple of weeks ago under Sean O'Keefe, and even under a £6 penalty here, I think must have a good chance. The winner's chase of 4.15 looks very interesting. Live, Love, Laugh and Mainly Can are two highly rated horses and must have a chance, but I just think those days are gone for Charles Burns. Might be the right answer here. Has been running well on the flat and over hurdles lately. Certainly very fit and must have a good chance to win that 4.15 event.
Yeah, some great action to look forward to there on Sunday at Ballinrobe. Certainly a card not to be missed. Martin, before we finish up or before we go on to your best bets, there's a Group 1 down for decision as well in France at the weekend.
That's right, the Prix de Moulin at Longchamp over a mile. Some very only 6 runners here, but some very, very good horses involved. The favourite is Pinatubo, of course, Charlie Appleby's champion tour of last year, who got back on the Group 1 winning trail last time out, when winning over 7.5 furlongs. I think this is a good to start ground would suit him. Of course, the big hope here from Ireland, we've got 3 in the race. Circus Maximus must go well for Aidan O'Brien, Romanized for Ken Conlon, although he wouldn't want the ground to be too soft. He was disappointing there a couple of weeks ago on soft ground, but I think on the better ground on Sunday he'd run well. But I do like the chance of Siskin here, I think, for Colin Keane and Gerard Lyons. Siskin, of course, winner of the Irish 2000 Guineas at Tacora in early June. Ran well at Howland Thornton the Sussex Stakes last time against the older horses. That was quite a good performance. Steps back to a probably, I think a mile is definitely his favourite clip here. I think he must have a really good chance. He just wouldn't want too much rain. He likes the ground to dry out. I think the forecast is quite good. So hopefully Siskin can get another win on the board for Gerard Lyons and Colin Keane. Pershing King disappointed last time, the French trained hope for Andrew Fab, but is obviously a very good horse in his own right. So interesting contest indeed. I'd love to see Siskin win. I think Pinatubo certainly sets a high standard, but I think Siskin could, after a good run at Sussex against some very useful older horses, might just be good enough to get his head in front.
Yeah, a lot to look forward to so over the course of the weekend, Martin, and as usual we'll ask you to put forward the best bets of the weekend.
Okay, well then, Navin on Saturday, I'm going to go for a place apart in that 440. I think that has a really, really good chance. But I think I take a chance on a horse too as well called That's Mad in the 220 at Navin. Good run last time at Bellistown and just heading in the right direction. Big field here, but around 7 or 8 to 1, I think that's rock solid each way value. I think Wexford Saturday, very interesting runners here. I think Hand in My Pocket would definitely take all the beat in the 425. I'd be happy enough to go along with Blazing Trail again in that 5 o'clock, I think, for Liz Doyle. She likes attacking the horses at their local track in Wexford. Ballinrobe on Sunday, definitely think Clint is a very good solid each way chance in the big Mayo Grand National. I think that really has a very good each way chance. Well, Mrs. Milner is the one for me in the 3.10. I think the way she won at Galway suggests she could go in again here, even off a 6 pound higher mark.
Worth keeping an eye on those. So over the course of the weekend, Martin, many thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on Drive Time Sport this week, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week.
You will, of course, Barry. Mind yourself. Thanks very much indeed.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.